Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Sunday, April 21st. On today's show, the director of Zhongqing reveals that Xi Jinping is determined to control Taiwan in his political career and emphasizes the need to take his ambitions seriously. Plus, the Japanese foreign minister and the German foreign minister confirm their commitment to promoting security cooperation. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. I apologize for the confusion, but it seems there may have been an error with the prompts provided. The closing sentence appears incomplete, and without the full context, it's difficult to provide a smooth transition. However, shifting our focus to international diplomacy, Japan's Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi met with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock on the Italian island of Capri on April 19th. Hayashi welcomed Germany's increased engagement in the Indo-Pacific region. The two sides agreed to promote cooperation in the fields of diplomacy and security. Here with more details is our Simply Politics correspondent. What did the two foreign ministers discuss regarding easing tensions in the Middle East?
Hayashi and Baerbock agreed to work together to help ease tensions between Israel and Iran and in the broader Middle East region. The Middle East has long been a flashpoint for geopolitical tensions, with the rivalry between Israel and Iran being a major source of instability. By committing to joint diplomatic efforts, Japan and Germany are signaling their desire to play a constructive role in promoting peace and stability in this volatile part of the world.
The two foreign ministers also exchanged views on the situations in Ukraine and East Asia. What more can you tell us about that?
While the details of their discussions were not disclosed, it's likely that Hayashi and Baerbock compared notes on the ongoing war in Ukraine and the challenges posed by an increasingly assertive China in East Asia. Japan has been a strong supporter of Ukraine since the Russian invasion, providing humanitarian and economic assistance. Germany has also taken a tougher line against Russia in recent months. As for East Asia, both countries share concerns about China's growing military power and its aggressive actions in the region, including in the East and South China Seas.
Hayashi also met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on April 18th. What came out of those talks?
Hayashi and Stoltenberg agreed to cooperate on assisting Ukraine, with Hayashi emphasizing that security in the Euro-Atlantic and Indo-Pacific regions is inseparable. This reflects a growing recognition among US allies that the challenges they face, from Russia's aggression in Ukraine to China's assertiveness in Asia, are interconnected and require a coordinated response. Stoltenberg described Japan as an important NATO partner, and the two sides agreed to advance concrete cooperation in areas such as cybersecurity, space, and the Women, Peace, and Security agenda.
How significant are these meetings in terms of Japan's evolving diplomatic and security stance?
These meetings underscore Japan's increasingly proactive role on the global stage under Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tokyo is seeking to deepen its partnerships with like-minded democracies in Europe and North America to address shared challenges and uphold a rules-based international order. At the same time, Japan is strengthening its own defense capabilities and taking on more security responsibilities in the Indo-Pacific region. Hayashi's discussions with his German and NATO counterparts reflect this broader shift in Japanese foreign policy, which is likely to continue in the years ahead.
Thank you for that report and analysis. It's clear that Japan sees cooperation with Europe as vital to addressing global security challenges. We'll continue to monitor developments in Japan's foreign policy closely here at Simply Politics. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.